It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center girls basketball with head coach Matt Lindemann. The Spartans ended up falling here at home to Applington Parkersburg 46-39 here on Friday night. And coach, you kind of gave yourselves a little bit of a chance down the stretch there, right? Not quite able to close the gap enough, but just kind of want to get your initial thoughts on this first game out of the Christmas break here to start things up here in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, number one, you got to give credit to AP. They seem to always have an answer anytime that we made a little run or got some stops defensively and brought it, you know, within single digits and so forth. They always had an answer. I thought Walker did a really nice job at different times of getting dribble penetration and finishing. And we just didn't do that enough tonight. We missed, quite a few high percentage shots. Didn't shoot it as well from the free throw line either. And can't fault the girls' valiant effort. Continued to give great effort throughout the whole thing. And defensively, did enough. We hold AP down 10 points below their average or so, 50 at 46. And obviously they held us way below ours too, or below a little bit. So for defense, not really the problem. Offense obviously is, and having to continue to evolve, and we had good drives, good looks. It's just a matter of some nights they fall, some nights not. So.
Certainly, and when you shoot 27 free throws in a game, and offensive rebounds the way you did. I mean, I remember a stretch down here where we had like four offensive rebounds in a row or something like that. These are things that can be recipes for success, right? Moving forward, so definitely areas where you can grow on. Any team will probably take 27 free throw attempts in a game.
Yeah, that was one of the four keys. We wanted to get to the line more than our opponent. We did that, and then we just, got to knock them down, a little bit more. So, but that really wasn't the problem. We just missed a lot of higher percentage shots, contested without a doubt, and we're a little short of size, and so things are just always a little bit harder with length and all that. So, but really proud of the girls and the energy they continue to play and play together and never give up type attitude. That's what they've been all year. They it's not always great basketball to watch, I'm sure, but people have to appreciate the effort that they give no matter what, the way they play together and the way they get it done on the defensive end.
And it seemed like a really gutsy performance by Carly Lynch. A ton of good looks here tonight. Was only 4 of 16 shooting, but a lot of free throw attempts for her. She was 7 of 10 at the line and ended up leading guys in scoring with 15 points in this one. What can you say about what she's been able to bring into the table, not only tonight, but the entire season here as well?
Yeah, and Carly's this is her third year. She's a junior and has played since a freshman and just continues to evolve strong. Not that tall, plays way bigger than her height. Whether it's on the defensive end, getting rebounds, just is really strong. Does a really nice job that way. And we want her. She's obviously one of our better free throw shooters. We want to get her to the line. And so, really proud of how she stepped up and continued to, kind of take what they're giving us a little bit and be able to drive and get to the basket and just need a few more of those to fall.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here with Grundy Center girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann. It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center girls basketball with head coach Matt Lindemann. Spartans fall now to 5-3 on the season, but coach, when it comes to this past Christmas break, what did you like about what you saw from your team here this couple week stretch of just getting a chance to refine some things as you get into the kind of the stretch run of the season now?
Well, we felt we had a nice break. It was good for the girls to get away first off, and we took another day longer than what we needed to, but they deserved that. And then we came back last Saturday and got after it and really had a nice scrimmage. It was really good for us on Tuesday at State Center, West Marshall in Linville Sully. That was very valuable for this group. And as we, really take now, we got three games in a row here, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And really the next 2 weeks are three games each. And so that's a big portion of the season right there, another almost a third of it as counting tonight and so forth. So So it'll be really important for us to keep this in perspective, tonight's loss in perspective a little bit, learn from it. We've got to be able to take care of the ball better. I like our chances. The more times we get high percentage shots that we were getting tonight, I like our chances in the long run. And that's what we talked about in the locker room afterwards. It's like, you have the opportunity. They still have the opportunity to be a really good team. We do. And it's just a matter of, getting everybody on the same page a little bit and getting confidence on the offensive end. And we do that, really good things will happen.
All right, just a couple questions left for you. When it comes to kind of big picture here in the league, this is not an NICL West loss, so it won't count against your conference record. But, so far it's you guys, GR, and kind of AGWSR leading the way here in the NICL West. Just kind of want to get your take on how things kind of played out here in the league so far with kind of those three teams hovering toward the top there.
Yeah, right now that's where things are at. Could things change a little bit? South Hardin hop in there too. That's the really good thing about our conference too, is like you got to night in and night out. You got to come in and play. It's the cross games like this. We got better tonight. I hope that shows up just with the effort that our girls gave. And playing against a quality team, iron sharpens iron type thing, and that's what we need. As we'll face obviously GR one more time, but AG twice yet, and then South Hardin comes to our place as well. So those are all big ones on our side, and we're going to have to execute better than what we did tonight to have a chance.
You bet. And you said it, when it comes to the schedule, it ramps up next week. Road trips to Olean and then Jessup on a Thursday night. And then you host Sumner Fredericksburg here on Friday night, a week from tonight. So what's going to take for your team here in this upcoming week to, perform well and notch a few more in the win column?
Yeah, we've got to take care of the ball. We've got to be, really diligent about that, getting everybody on the same page. And then just, really taking what they give you a little bit on the offensive end. We've got to get some confidence on the offensive side. Defensively, we're pretty consistent night in and night out, and that's going to be there. We just got to get some things rolling for us on the offensive side.
All right, that's Grundy Center girls basketball coach Matt Lindeman. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll catch you down the road.
Thanks, John.